Spencer Chase from the Woolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University, talking with Katie Pratt from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Katie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Katie, a message that you commonly share with audiences and FFA members is a very popular one, and it's about telling our story. What are some good, easy ways that we can do that?
You know, just simply sharing the knowledge that you have about farming and ranching. And I know that that sounds a little intimidating to some people. I don't live on a farm. I don't live on a ranch. But I think FFA members have a really unique opportunity to share what they're learning in a classroom setting with their community.
So in the age of the internet and so much information being readily available, why is it important for John Q. FFA member to take up his keyboard and get his information out there?
Right. It's important for them to do that because that is where a lot of the communicating is happening, is on social media. And so it's necessary for us to join in the conversations that are already happening. That's where a lot of the misinformation can be found, is on social media. And so it is important for all of us to share our voice and share our story. Someone said to me once, you have to choose when to engage and choose when to behave. Always behave. Always take the high road. But always be willing to share your story. And if you're not comfortable doing that in a big way, say by blogging or doing videos for YouTube, supporting other farmers and ranchers who are sharing their story is a perfect way to go.
So does it matter if we aren't, you know, actively engaged in production agriculture on a 40-hour-a-week basis, or at least that, to be honest? You know, does it matter if we aren't that engaged? Is there still a story that we can tell?
There is. You know, I have a farm story to tell because I'm a farmer. I think that people who may not have a farm story, they have a food story to tell. Okay. Why do they make the decisions they make about their food? Who did they listen to and get their information from about their food? Do they bother finding out information about their food? That type of story. And really what it is telling your own experience. You have to share your own experience. And it may not seem exciting to you, but it's exciting to somebody.
And what do you see as the role of both the National FFA organization and National FFA members in making this happen?
Well, you know, as a member, I often heard people say FFA is the future of agriculture. And to be honest, I thought that was kind of cheesy. But now that I am out of the organization and I am an adult and I can look back, I know it's the truth. People said that because it's truth. FFA members are the future of agriculture. And to ensure that American agriculture remains sustainable and strong moving into the future, knowing the challenges that we face, the world population that we will have to feed, we have to fuel that population. We have to clothe that population. FFA members are going to be on the forefront of communicating with their peers about what agriculture is.
And Katie, you're kind of a chosen speaker on this topic because of your expertise and the practice that you have doing things like this. What are some success stories, or some successes in general, that you've had through your outreach?
You know, a lot of my successes are very small. It comes in one-on-one conversations where someone will say, for example, you know, why do you plant genetically modified seeds, which we do on our farm? And so if I explain that, and then that person will say, oh, I didn't understand what that meant, so now I know. You know, it's as simple as somebody coming to the realization of, I asked the question and now I got an answer that I'm comfortable with. And then they can go out and make other investigative, you know, inquiries if they want to go farther than that. I really feel like those one-on-one connections are the best connections we can make. Having people on our farm, it's awesome to bring out students. We do this often. Students on our farm from the urban areas come out and they get off the bus and they're like, whoa, this is amazing. But even more so, the chaperones that come with them and the conversations we have with them are pretty awesome too. So the wins are small, but I think we're winning. I think we're doing good in agriculture because we're all starting to tell our story.
And, you know, just based on my layman's interpretation, this is not a situation where people are blindly going into a grocery store and picking, you know, what's on sale anymore. People are genuinely interested in knowing where their food comes from and knowing how they can feed, you know, themselves and their families better.
That's right. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance just did a study on transparency. So looking at what influences people's food decision making. And they discovered that the long-held theory that people put price or cost over quality and taste is really no longer the case. Folks are starting to rank right up there. Knowing something about their food supply is influencing as much as the cost. And so, again, it's not about a certain type of production method. It's not about a certain crop or livestock. It's about speaking from the heart of why we farm, why we ranch, and telling our personal story and not speaking for others.
Katie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
That's Katie Pratt with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.